Hello again, everybody. It's Brooks Jensen. I'm back from my week-long dance with COVID. Oh boy, was that a lot of fun. I really feel sorry for those of you who have had it. It's no fun. But I'm back, and I have a few thoughts to share. This one I'm titling, Worthy of Preserving. You know, we are the first generation in the history of mankind that has the ability to so easily preserve recordings of our immediate family, our grandparents sometimes, and a lot of us do that. But what is it that's worthy of preserving? You know, a lot of people these days are taking pictures of what they're about to eat for lunch, or some place they've been, they do a selfie. Are those images that are worth preserving? Maybe. I don't know, for some people, perhaps. But it occurs to me that when you get right down to it, the most common images or video recordings or whatever that people take to preserve the moment have to do with who, where, and when. This person went to some place at this time and a picture was made or a movie was made, and that's supposedly what's worth preserving. But when I look at my family history, and again, maybe my experience isn't universal, but when I look at my family history, who, where, and when are not the most interesting things to observe. I have lots and lots of pictures of long-lost relatives for whom I have a name, I have a place, and I have a date, because that's all that's written on the back of the picture. But I have no idea who that person is, or what relationship I have with them. My mom left lots of pictures, for example, that says, my aunt so-and-so at Cousin Millie's in 1952. Well, I have to do a lot of deciphering to figure out who that person is. And if I do all that, it still doesn't tell me anything about them. It just gives me a name, a location, and a date. And those are oftentimes the least interesting things to know about a person or about a picture or a video. I learned a lot about this when I had an opportunity to read my father-in-law's journal that he wrote called Dan Gallagher, The First 70 Years. And it was his autobiography. It was very interesting. He told lots of fun stories. He told lots of poignant stories. He was in World War II. And yes, there were names and places and dates. But what really made it worth preserving were the stories, where he communicated what he thought and what he believed and what he did. And the more I read in his document, and the more stories I learned from his experience, the more I got to know him. And that was what was important and worthy of preserving. From a genealogical point of view, the who, where, and when are of critical importance. But in order to bring those people alive, to bring those experiences alive, in other words, the aspect of that history that is worthy of preserving is when we can get to know those people and what they thought and what they believed and what they did. It's stories that are worth preserving because they tell us about the person, how the person lived, and what they valued, and what they stood for. That gives them a personality rather than an existence. Somehow, I'd like to think that all of this applies to our fine art photography too, but I'm going to need to think about that for a little while. Maybe I'm still a little fuzzy-headed from the COVID drugs, I don't know. But it seems to me that story, how someone thought or believed and what they did, is so important in family snapshots and family records and the preservation of family stories that I think there's a parallel with our fine art photography. I'll have to stew on this a little more.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.